Welcome to the Massage Life Podcast. My name is Jordan Pearson. I'm a chartered professional accountant, and I'm here with the one and only Melissa Pearson, my wonderful wife, who is a registered massage therapist. And she's probably regretting letting me do the intro today.
Yeah, you're always adding things in there.
It's been a long day. Our child is sick. People probably are wondering where we've been.
No. They're busy about their own lives.
I mean, I like to imagine that people are sitting
crying.
Thinking,
I need those guys.
I have nothing to do right now because Jordan and Melissa Pearson haven't released another podcast. Yeah, we've been on vacation.
This is true.
Went on a cruise through the Caribbean with our three children. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we were stranded in Miami for a couple days coming back.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was all right. That was fun. Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah. So I always...
I know what we're talking about, but this is just like me...
But once you finally do, sometimes I'm just like, this is what we're talking about. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Today we're talking about stripping. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was our last one, I think.
Laundry stripping.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to our last episode. Yeah, Melissa threw a curveball.
Yeah. No curveballs today. So what I thought we could chat about is less than ideal massage experiences that we've had.
That was a phrase that I came up
with. Yeah, I said, how can we word this in a tactful way?
So people don't at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hesitated to do a podcast on this because I don't want to people shame. I don't want to bash therapists. We're all trying our best.
Yeah.
And so I don't want it to seem like, oh, we're the experts and you guys are all terrible and these are the terrible things you're doing. No, that's not my intention
behind this episode.
No. We've done several episodes on what should you do, right? And I just thought we could look at what not to do. And just from a very anecdotal experience viewpoint of what have we seen.
Keeping in mind that there may be, like, we're speaking from our own experience.
Yeah.
There may be, you know, someone may listen to this episode and think, hey, I love it when my therapist does that thing that you're talking about. And that's, hey, that's great.
Yeah. Good massage is so subjective and it's individual to the person. So
yeah. At the same time, it's always good to be open to criticism.
Yeah.
Right. That's how you grow. That's how you become better at what you do. Right.
Right.
I'm sure there were lots of things that you did poorly when you first started as a massage
therapist. I'm sure there's still things I do poorly here and there. You know, you see a client, you never see them again. You're like, I probably did something that person didn't like. And the thing is, you'll never know what that thing was. And it actually bothers me a lot because people aren't very upfront and honest about things like that. They're just, you know, they say bye and see ya and they just don't rebook, right?
Right.
Sometimes you get the odd person who will write you a review and give you feedback, but it's pretty rare. And so I think this is a unique way we can look at it and tell people, hey, what we're actually seeing out there and being the honest person.
Right.
Giving some honest feedback without, I'm not, obviously we're not going to name any names or name any companies. Like that's not okay.
You're not going to, but I am.
Don't, please don't.
I'm just kidding.
Just bleep it out after.
Yeah. And I didn't mean to criticize you at the beginning. That wasn't what I was doing there.
What?
Right. Saying that you were a terrible massage. Because I think you're a phenomenal massage therapist. You're not the best. Right?
Oh,
there's still Melody who moved to the Netherlands.
Oh, Melody. You'll always dream of Melody.
I just, her massage was, and you agree, it was good.
Oh, yeah, she was really good. And, you know, it's so tricky because we can't massage ourselves.
Yes.
And so it's like, I will never know what a massage from me feels like. And that's why it's challenging. And it's actually why I really like to go to a variety of massage therapists and you know, critique what they're doing so that I can take that with me and be like, oh yeah, I loved what they did there, hated what they did there. And so I can hone in on my skills. That's the only way I can learn is from other people.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I can massage my arms or my legs or something, but it's not the same. And it's not the same like overall treatment, you know, from the moment they meet you to the moment you leave the clinic, like what is that whole experience like?
Right.
So I just have to learn from others, really.
Right. And there may be things that they do that you do. And you may think to yourself, why I don't like this? Why do I need to stop doing this?
Right.
I do this exact same thing.
Right.
And I'm not enjoying this experience.
Yeah.
I can't think of an example, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to go through do you want to talk about specific experiences or just like at a high level? Like,
no, I'll talk about specific experiences because honestly, 99% of the massages I've had have been awesome.
100%.
I am just excited and happy to be the one on the table for a change, right? It's like I get my hour, just get to relax, and I'm not working. it's glorious.
Even the massages that aren't like the best,
right,
are still really
good. You're like, it still was an hour for me to just lay on a table. Like,
right.
Not gonna. It's like when people complain about vacations, right? People come back from vacation, they're like, well, so-and-so did this, and there was this cranky lady. And it's like, you are literally in Hawaii right now. Don't even talk to me, right? So same about complaining about a massage. It's like, you literally just got a massage. Why are you complaining right now?
Yeah, like when we were coming back from Miami, our flight was canceled because of the whole WestJet debacle that was going on.
Yeah, pilots were on strike.
And, you know, the people at the airport were annoyed and apologetic. I was just like, I'm stuck in Miami for two days.
Yeah, worst things that could happen.
I have nowhere to be, right? This is,
but they didn't know that too, right? Like, they're being apologetic because they don't know where we're going and what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we could have an appointment back home. They don't know.
Even if I did have an appointment, who cares?
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, exactly. So, overall, most of my experiences have been great. But I had two experiences that I can think of specifically. One was quite recent. One was a couple years ago. So I'll start with the older one. So I was maybe 6 or 7 months pregnant.
Okay.
With our last baby. And I booked it at a place that I hadn't booked at before. And I called to book the appointment and I let them know that I was pregnant. Obviously, that's something you need to let them know ahead of time.
How pregnant were you? Super pregnant?
Yeah, I said 6 or 7 months.
Oh.
Are you not listening to me?
No, I was. I'm just,
I was pregnant enough. It wasn't like 5 weeks or something.
Right.
So I was pretty pregnant. Okay. I couldn't lay on my stomach anymore. I needed to be inside lying or some pillow system. So I let them know ahead of time. I get to the clinic, fill out their paperwork. First of all, their paperwork was really long. I'm talking several pages, and I'm all about thorough paperwork. My intake form is quite long as well, but this intake form was so long, and it was asking the weirdest questions, like getting so in depth about like how many times do you urinate a day and stuff. I was like, do you really need to know this?
37.
It's like, what does this have to do with the massage? So many questions. And maybe they have a general intake for this. It was a multidisciplinary clinic. So maybe they have a general intake. I know acupuncturists sometimes will ask questions about like the status of your tongue or, you know, like different types of questions. So maybe that's why. But then make a different form for the massage, man. But anyway, so I'm filling out this form and it did take me a little bit longer than I thought it would. So I was eating into my massage time a little bit, but probably by max 5 minutes. Anyways, the lady comes and gets me. My massage therapist brings me back. And she's right away, she's like, oh, you're pregnant? I don't do pregnancy massage. And I said, oh, well, I let them know when I booked it that I was pregnant. And she said, well, like, I can treat you, but it's not really my jam. It's not my thing. It's not what I specialize in. And I let her know, I'm a massage therapist too. And I said, honestly, you don't need to do anything fancy. I don't need my belly worked on or anything like that. Like, just give me a regular massage.
Right.
She's like, well, it's been a very long time since I've done side lying. And I said, I can help you with that. Like, give me the pillows and I can do it. It's not rocket science. Put one between my knees, put one under my head. Let me hug one. Boom, done. Like, it's
not hard.
Right. I was like, I can help you with it. And then she's just like, she's like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. And then, so she's asking me what I wanted worked on. And honestly, I was feeling pretty good. I was not doing too bad, but my low back was bothering me. I let her know that. I said, overall, I'm okay. Primary area is my low back. It's quite achy. Other than that, you can do general full body, but yes, please focus on my back, low back.
Right.
She goes, okay, well, let's all go find. She's like, you can tell she's really annoyed. And she's like, well, I'll go find some pillows, I guess. Why don't you start face up? I'm like, okay. So she's like, start supine on the table. So she leaves and I'm laying on my back.
Just pretend that you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like that you're happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm like,
sorry to inconvenience you.
Yeah, and you know, being pregnant, you already kind of feel like an inconvenience to the world, right? You're just like, here I am bumbling with my big belly. And I don't know. I was quite emotional because you're hormonal. And it was, and here I was, I had to find a babysitter for the kids. It was an ordeal for me to get there.
Right.
And yeah, now I'm feeling defeated, right? Like I'm an inconvenience to this person.
And you are.
And I was there to relax. And now I'm stressed the whole time. Like, oh, this person doesn't want me here.
Right.
This person doesn't know how to deal with me. And almost like something's wrong with me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? As though I have some disease. And so I was just like, okay. So anyway, she starts me face up. And she's massaging my arms, massaging my legs. I don't even know if she did the pillowing proper for in supine. You're supposed to put a pillow under one hip and pillow under the knees. I don't even know if she did that, but I was like, whatever. And so I'm pretty good at at time management and I can tell how long an hour is. So I'm laying on the table and time's just ticking. She's just really massaging my arms, really massaging my neck. And I can tell it's been long. It's encroaching upon the hour. Right. And I'm like, she has not turned me onto my side.
And worked
my back, which was the only area I wanted focused on.
Right.
And so sure enough, she says, okay, we're all out of time for today. Bye. And leaves. I was on my back the entire time. She didn't touch my back once.
Right.
I go to get up off the table and my back spasms because I've been laying in one position for an hour. It's not really great for anyone, but especially if you're pregnant. And so, I remember going to put on my socks and I was like, ow, my back. Yeah. So I'm like a hobble out of there.
Yeah.
And I was just so disappointed. I didn't even get the one thing I worked on that I wanted to. And so I'm the type of person, though, that doesn't complain about things very much. And
right.
So at the front desk, I could have said something, but I felt too uncomfortable. So I just paid and I left. And then later I thought, no, that's not okay. That was not an okay experience. And so I wrote an email to the clinic and I just let them know that I told them the whole story. And the receptionist was really nice about it. And then she said, you know, apologized and said that she would write have the RMT respond to me. So the RMT writes me a response. It was very defensive. And I get that when we're kind of accused of something, mm-hmm. that's the automatic response. I get that. Mm-hmm. But she kind of put the blame upon me. She said that I took too long to fill out the intake form. And so that's why they didn't have enough time to work on the back.
The 10 page.
I was like, first of all, maybe fix your intake. Second, don't blame it on me. Even if you literally had 3 minutes to massage me, say I took the entire hour to fill out the intake form and you had 3 minutes, where should you spend the 3 minutes? Maybe on the area that I said was in pain.
Right, right.
It makes no sense. And then, she again said, you know, pregnancy isn't my thing. It's like, we all learned it in massage school. And if she didn't, then I guess that isn't her fault. That's the education system's fault.
Right.
But I know every school teaches at least the basics of prenatal.
Right.
And so
it may not be the thing that you're interested in, mm-hmm. but you know how to do it.
Yeah. And I'm already there. Do you know what I mean? It's totally different if I was calling and they're like, oh, don't book with so-and-so because, right, that's different, but I'm already there. So too late now. And you could say that. You could still say, hey, just to let you know, I'm not really into prenatal. I'll totally treat you today. It's going to be great. But in the future, so-and-so would be a better match for you.
Right.
Right. But it's like, I'm already there.
And the fact that you offered to help her.
Yeah.
Right. To be kind of a guide. You're like, knowing that, okay, she should know a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? I'll help you. I'll help you with the pillowing. I'll kind of.
The pillowing and draping is kind of tricky. So
right.
I get it. Or the draping, mostly for the legs and side lying, is the worst. Then fine, don't do that. Just wear my back. The draping is not too bad for doing side lying for the back. You know, we could have altered the treatment a bit.
Right.
Also, a thing I thought of later, and I think I maybe even said this in the email to her, is so she said she was really into sports therapy and doing this really therapeutic type treatment. And I thought to myself, well, prenatal isn't the only reason why you do side-lying massage, right? So I had a client a while ago that had a hip replacement and couldn't lay on one side. And so we had to do his treatment in side-lying. He wasn't pregnant.
Right.
So this lady should really know how to do side-lying, regardless if you do prenatal treatments or not.
Right.
There's other reasons why you would want to do side-lying.
Right. Okay.
So, anyways, I was very...
So, if you were to wrap this up, what should she have done differently?
Yeah, I think two things. One, get more comfortable with side lying, even if you don't intend to do prenatal.
Okay. So, be aware of your weaknesses and work on them.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't need to be a focus of your treatment, but you're going to get all sorts of people in your clinic, and don't make them feel like an inconvenience to be there.
Right.
Just the kind of bedside mannerisms, right? Like, talk to me in a kinder way and approach it in a way that's just more compassionate.
Yeah.
And the receptionist was really nice, and they actually gave me a complimentary treatment. They said, come back in for another massage, we'll put you with so-and-so, they're really good with prenatal. And so they did, and that was great. And I saw that person a few times, so was really good on the clinic's part,
right,
to just comp me for it, instead of just saying, well, too bad, you did get a treatment, so we're not going to refund you or anything. They gave me another treatment completely free, so I thought that was really good. Yeah. So that's my main take. That was for sure like the worst experience I had. But I guess I would love to hear other people's stories, because I'm sure there's a lot crazier stories.
I mean, hopefully we don't offend anyone, but I think this is really good, you know, and I have to just think about my experience as a CPA, there are a lot of things that I am not an expert on, right? And the thing that's been the most challenging for me teaching these income tax courses is the questions that people are going to throw at me. Yes, I know a lot about income tax, but it's not what I do on a day-to-day basis. And so every now and then I get a question that's like way out of left field and I have absolutely no idea, right? And I'm fine to say that, right? I usually say it in a more, you know, tactful way so it doesn't come across that I'm like completely incompetent, right? Because I usually know a little bit about what's going on, but I'm just not 100% sure about some of the nuances around what it is that they're talking about. But yeah, you can approach these difficult conversations in a nice way.
Right.
Just be kind.
Yeah.
Right. And just work on the thing that I'm asking you to work on.
Yeah. Right? And that's the biggest takeaway, because that will happen with everyone. They come in and they say, hey, these are my primary concerns. Focus on those concerns.
Right.
If you can't even do that, then come on.
Right. Just like,
listen
to me.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it reminds me of the time I went for a massage and I said, please don't work on my feet. Mm-hmm. I don't like having my feet worked on. Mm-hmm. And what did the therapist do? It was the first thing she worked on.
It's crazy to me. Yeah.
It's like, I literally told you less than 2 minutes ago to not touch my feet.
Yeah.
Why are you touching my feet?
Yeah.
Right. And then as patients, we're kind of dumb too, because we just feel like, kind of defeated, right? Like, because I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, she massaged my feet.
It puts you in an awkward
situation. Yeah, and it's like, I shouldn't have to ask you again.
Yeah.
I've already told you not to do that. Yeah. Why are you touching my feet?
Yeah, I had an experience once where I said, oh, just upper body, please. And then she said, oh, well, we'll see what we have time for. And then during the massage, she gave me a full body massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, that's not what I asked for. Don't say, oh, we'll see what we have time for. It's my treatment. It's not your, like, you don't get to dictate it.
Right. Well, but I do think that there's some, you know, I'm reminded of the course that we just did recently with Chad, the range of motion, of course. And I think that there's, and I can't give an example because I'm an accountant. I'm not a therapist. I don't know anatomy, but like there's instances where, okay, I'm experiencing pain here in my hip. And so me as the patient, I think, okay, you need to focus on just that area, right? Can you work my low back? Because that's what's hurting, right? But Chad was able to talk about how the fact that, you know, everything's connected,
right?
And so you may need to have your glutes and your hamstrings and other parts of your body worked on to be able to, like, target that specific area.
Right.
But again, you need to communicate that to your client and make sure that you get their consent.
This consent,
right? Like, there may be a reason why, reasons that you don't know why they don't want you to work on certain areas.
Yes.
Right? And so, yes, as the therapist, you are aware of the fact that there's some benefits to you working on a certain area, but...
Yeah. So explain the reasons why.
Yeah. Educate your client.
And ask them if that would be okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And if not, then just...
Goodness.
Okay.
So my next experience was actually just, what day is it? Yeah, just yesterday. Yeah, my latest experience was that yesterday? What day is it today?
I don't know.
Where are we?
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't yesterday. We were at the
Yeah, you're right. It was Friday. Okay.
It was on Friday.
Yes. Anyways, doesn't matter to our listeners, but so just the other day. And
I mean, unless the person you're referring to also listens to this podcast, which is probably unlikely, but
you never know. Anyways, so
it'll be good for her.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So I booked this appointment kind of last minute, and
I booked it for you. So I'm sorry.
It's fine. So I go over there and I was cutting, time was close. And so I didn't fully have time to fill out the intake form. I don't know what's with me and not filling out this. I'm such a terrible patient.
Sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, it is a me problem. And so as I get there, they say, okay, just add your name to the intake form and sign it and you can fill out the rest after your treatment. And I thought, well, that's kind of stupid. What's the point of me telling you, you know, oh, I have high blood pressure after the treatment? Like, you need to get this information before the treatment.
Right.
You know, I was fine with having to fill it out and it eating into my massage because that was my fault for not being there right on time. And so I was fine with that, but they didn't want me to lose out on my time. So they said, fill it out later. Now, I have had this experience when I worked at a spa before. Sometimes we would do that, but you have to verbally do the intake with the person in the clinic.
Right.
Before, you have to ask them at least the bare minimum questions before you get them on the table.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I ever have that, I ask you know, important questions like blood pressure. Are you pregnant? Do you have XYZ conditions? Like, you go through a little list, you know, do you have any rods or pins or plates in your body? Like,
at the very least, is there anything from a medical standpoint that I should be aware of?
Yeah. Ask a general question, if that sorts. And so that's what I was kind of expecting would happen. And so anyways, my therapist comes out to greet me. First of all, she doesn't smile or seem happy to see me when she comes out. She doesn't shake my hand. Now, mind you, maybe people don't shake hands anymore because of COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with it too. And it actually doesn't feel awkward anymore.
Yeah.
When I was in massage school, we were taught you have to shake hands. And we did, like, religiously. Every place I've ever worked, you go out there, you shake the person's hand.
Right.
But I don't think people do anymore. So that's fine. But it just was weird that I wasn't greeted with a handshake or a smile. It was just kind of like, okay, come on back. Again, I feel like this inconvenience to be there. And so I go back for the treatment and I'm fully expecting an intake. Now she just asks, what brings you in for a massage, right? And so I said, things are feeling pretty good overall, but I have some tension in my shoulders and neck, my low back and glutes. And then,
so in her mind, that was the intake.
That was it for the intake. Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, that's a good question.
You said to her, like, there's nothing.
But there's a health history. She never did the health history.
Right.
So, yeah. And she said, what brings you in? But yeah, that could be still my problem, but I could have MS. She doesn't know.
Right.
I could have diabetes. She doesn't know.
Diabetes.
Right. Like, I'm not there for my diabetes, but I could have it.
Right.
She doesn't ask me that. She never asked me any health history questions. Oh, no. She asked me one question. It was right off the bat, actually. I think this was before what brought you in question. She says to me, are you pregnant? And I was like, excuse me?
Excuse me?
Yeah. It's like questions you don't ask people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked down. I was like, do I look pregnant in this? Like, we just got back from this cruise and literally we ate so much food. So I know I've put on a few pounds and I'm like, maybe I just look a little chunky today.
But you look
fantastic. Yeah, I looked down and I was like, no, again, I don't look pregnant in stuff. No, you know, some outfits, like if the shirt's really tight or something. And I was like, no, I don't look pregnant. And then she said, oh, so just a normal massage then. I was like, what? Like, the way she was wording things was very strange. I was like, yeah, just kind of general. I was like, what are you asking right now? I said, no, I'm not pregnant. And she's like, okay, I just needed to make sure. And I thought, okay, she's trying to do like a health history. Fair enough. Good. You should ask.
That's a question you should ask.
But lump it maybe with some other health history questions. Like, oh, do you have diabetes? How's your blood pressure? Whatever.
Yeah. Are you pregnant?
Yeah. Or even just overall say, yeah, do you have any health conditions? That's a minimum, right?
Yeah.
What I do, if I ever have a client that doesn't fill the intake form, I actually go through it thing by thing, like the entire form, because you have to. That's part of when you read the standards of practice, that's part of it. You have to do health history. Anyway, so right off the bat, I'm like, this is not good. And then she doesn't ask me any other questions about my areas that are bothering me. You know, she doesn't say, oh, what side is your shoulder pain on? She doesn't ask me, oh, if my shoulder and neck pain is causing headaches. She doesn't ask me if I've had any injuries in those areas. Is that why they're sore? Nothing, like no follow-up questions.
Okay.
Now, I get it. She's trying to get me on the table because time's ticking. But still, like, this is the first time I've ever seen this therapist. Like, you need to know a little bit about me. Mm-hmm. Bare minimums again. I thought, okay, well, she's going to get me on the table and she can ask me some questions when I'm on the table.
Right.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't ask me any more questions on the table. And so, and I also let her know that I wanted just upper body. I said, can you just do upper body today? Now, the reason why I wanted just upper body was because I sunburnt my leg and it was all like flaky and gross, you know, I guess. And I didn't want her to be icked out by that.
Yeah.
So that's why I just wanted upper body. But she thought I was asking for the weirdest thing. She goes, oh, so that's really what you want? Just upper body? I thought, well, have you never had this request before?
Yeah.
It was really weird. She looked at me like I was crazy. And I thought, yeah. I said, yeah, that's fine. Just upper body's good.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
All right. It's not like I just asked you to work on my scalp for an hour.
Yeah,
like, only work on my
right
head.
Thumb.
Yeah. It's
like... Yeah, so anyway, so that was the beginning part. And then... the massage starts. Oh, and then she comes back in and she says, oh, I forgot my oil. So she has to leave again. Oh, before that, okay, there's lots of things that went wrong during this massage.
Yeah, she gave you, 10 seconds
to
change?
She gives me 10 seconds to change. And I didn't even have to take off much because I didn't even take off my pants because she wasn't even going to do my legs. And so I thought, well, I might as well just keep my pants on. Like, I had to drawstring pants so I could lower them down a little bit.
Right.
So I only had to take my top off and my bra off.
And you didn't even have time to do that.
I was literally not even touching the table yet. I was just taking my clothes off and she knocks. And I say, I'm not ready yet, or give me one more second, or whatever. And then what happens? The door opens, and I had my back to the door, thankfully. But
that was a great sound effect.
It was a very creaky door.
Was it?
No. Oh. No, but I did hear it open. It made enough of a sound that I heard it open. And then so I had to repeat myself. I said, oh, one more minute, please. And then she apologized and closed the door. And I thought, what's the point of the knock if you're just going to go ahead and open the door anyway?
Right, right.
And mind you, every massage therapist has either done this at one point or will in the future. You will open the door before someone's ready. Some people are just really slow. Or sometimes we're too fast to wash our hands. It happens. I totally get it.
Yes.
But come on. It was seriously. It was like she closed the door and then just opened it again. Yeah. So that was the beginning. And then the first part of the massage was really good. She was doing some, you know, gentle rocking compressions over the blanket to begin with. And that was really nice. And then she undrapes my back and she starts working on my back. And for the first few minutes, I was like, this is really nice. And then it was getting a little crazy. She was doing the same technique over and over and over again. She was
on the same spot.
On the exact same spot. Right. So it was just kind of a general effleurage. It was maybe a little bit deeper than like the first little effleurage you do to get on the lotion. And it was just up my erector spinae and down. So up my paraspinals and down on one side. And it was just over and really fast. Mm. And with hardly any lotion. So my skin was like getting dragged. Yeah. And it was becoming so frequent.
Like the creaky door. You're just like...
So I start counting how many strokes she's doing. And
you're already probably like 20 in.
Yeah, I missed some already because I didn't think to start counting the beginning. So it's getting crazy. And then she kind of stops. So it's like 40, 50. And then she stops at her. I'm like, thankfully. So she moves on to working around my shoulder a bit. And that's pretty good. She does that for about 2 minutes. And then goes back to doing that same technique again.
The exact same technique.
And she keeps doing that. She'll keep coming back to it again. And just really aggressively, really, really, really fast. I felt like I was just getting like whipped around the massage table.
Right.
Like slapped around. And it became, the number was over 100.
100 of the same stroke.
The exact same stroke.
On the same spot.
Same spot.
My goodness.
And hardly any other, like my low back, she hardly touched. It was very general, very light to low back.
Right.
Just this like on both, she did do both sides of my back, but I was like, I was ready for it to be over. I was like, can you stop? Like it was almost like nails on a chalkboard. I can't really explain why it was so annoying to me.
Yeah.
It got really annoying. And I was like, just stop. Like I was like cringing inside. And then she didn't work on my glutes at all, which fine. I guess some therapists don't like doing glutes. And I did say upper body. And I guess some people draw the line of like, oh, the waistband and up. So that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could have done some glutes over the sheet because I did say my glutes were tight, but whatever. I won't throw under the bus for that one. And then same thing as far as I'm telling that the time is really ticking. She's been working on my back for so long. And I'm like, I really want, well, first of all, I'm just dying of her doing the same technique over and over again. And I wanted my neck to get worked on, my scalp and my temples and work my arms better, my pecs. You know, pecs get really tight for massage therapists. We're hunched over people all day. And also, she didn't know that I was a massage therapist because I didn't fill out the intake form.
Right, right.
She never asked. And which I guess is maybe good. I felt kind of like undercover. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, so finally I'm like, I need to say something. I'm going to go crazy. So I said to her, do you think you could leave some time to work on my neck? And then she said, oh yeah, we will. It's easier for me to work when you're flipped over. I was like, okay. So she hasn't forgotten. So then she does like a few more minutes and then she turns me over. She does work on my neck. She worked my arms while I was in prone. When I was supine, didn't work my pecs at all. And she didn't work my scalp. She didn't work my face, my temples. And I told her I kind of wanted a relaxation massage. I said, oh, a little bit of tension, but mostly relaxation. To me, the key to a relaxation massage is a scalp massage, but she didn't do that at all.
Right.
She hardly had any time. Like in supine, it was like 5 minutes. She did the majority of the time prone, mostly on that exact one spot.
On your back.
On my back. Like she hardly even worked my lats at all. It was just right next to my spine over and over and over again.
Okay.
And
so
then,
Go on.
And then so that was pretty much it for the massage. She says we're all out of time for today. The only thing she says at the end is she didn't give any home care. She didn't give any feedback on what areas were tight, like nothing. The only thing she said is, oh, because I had mentioned something about our benefits ending soon or whatever. And she said, the only thing that you should the only thing that you should do is make sure you rebook soon, and you make sure you use up your benefits, she
says. You're not allowed to say.
To use up your benefits. Right. You shouldn't.
Right.
Encourage people just to use them for the sake of using them. I mean, it could have been fine if she said, hey, your left upper traps were really tight. Make sure you rebook. You should use your benefits to get that worked on. Right. That's fine. Tell people to use their benefits.
Right.
But it should be for a therapeutic reason. She didn't tell me anything. She didn't give me any feedback.
Right.
And then she just left. And so I get changed. I fully expected when I opened the door that she would be there. Often people give you a glass of water or walk you to the front. I was down this long hallway.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't walk me to the front. I had to like walk myself back up to the front.
She was halfway home at this point.
She was totally checked out. She was already checked out before the beginning of the massage. And then the receptionist was fine. Again, they were kind of salesy, trying to get me to buy into their membership thing. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So some of the key things that I took away from that was use more lotion.
Yes, and you know what? That hasn't been the only experience that I've had like that, where I feel like my skin's getting ripped off. They don't use enough lotion. Why are people not? I get it. You don't want to use too much either, because your hands slide right off the body.
Right.
But I've had it more than once where it's not enough, and it feels very ick. At least for me. Again, maybe people are different, but for me, I need more. And I don't know if I can say that in a not weird sounding way. Like, can you tell your therapist, hey, use more lotion?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I don't know. When I'm on the table, I all of a sudden become mute and I can't give any feedback. I'm just like...
You just got to be aggressive. I mean, at the end of the day, you're paying for this service, right? And if there's... And I say this, but I'm just as bad as you, right? I'm not going to be the person that, you know, stands up and says, you got to use more lotion or stop touching my feet or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. The only other thing that came to mind was, I'm just thinking about, like, I think it's good that we're talking about these things because, you know, hopefully people will listen to this episode and, you know, be more critical of the massage that they give, right? And, you know, with the goal of getting better, you know, becoming a better therapist, that's obviously the end goal. At the same time, you know, I think as a society in general, we're pretty harsh towards one another,
mm-hmm.
for reasons that are not justified,
right?
Like, and a good example is just like some of the road rage that goes on, mm-hmm. right? Like, oh, this person's such an idiot. Why are they driving so slow? Well, maybe they're driving slow because their mother just died,
mm-hmm.
and their mind is somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably shouldn't be driving. Mm-hmm. You just have no idea what battles people are fighting,
right?
And what they're going through. Like even that therapist yesterday, right? Like, maybe, you know, maybe she had a bad experience with someone and she just wanted to go home, right? Yeah. But instead you booked this last minute massage and mm-hmm. she was super annoyed and just not mm-hmm. happy about being there.
Right.
Because who knows what she's dealing with in her personal life. And so mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, I want people to know that, like, we're mindful of that. Like, I always try to be mindful of what other people are going through.
Yeah.
As we should, right? Because we can be so, so mean.
Right.
And we need to give people a little bit more grace. Now, that being said, right, like, we're talking about some general things that I think are really good for therapists to know, to be aware of. And so we're coming from a place of love. I hope that people recognize that.
Right. And I honestly would love for someone to get a massage from me and give me feedback like this, as much as I'd probably cry and be like, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
It would be so helpful.
Right.
It really would. It helps you learn and grow. And so, yeah, we're not doing this to throw anyone under the bus. And you're right. You never know what battles people are facing. Like even so, yeah, you never know what's going on in people's lives.
Right.
So
right.
It's pretty quick to judge people.
And that's one of the things that I think that we would all benefit from critical, like honest critical feedback from people who are close to us. So I just finished reading a book recently. It's called The Miracle Morning. It's an okay book. It's focused on like making the most of the time that you have in the morning, like getting up early, exercising, doing all these different things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he recommends people do is to send an email to like 10, 20 of your closest friends and ask them. And he has like a template that you can use. And you ask them for like, you know, honest feedback. Like, what are, like, from your vantage point, like, and you don't have to worry about hurting my feelings. Like, I genuinely want to know, like, what are some areas in my life that I need to work on?
As just general feedback as a person?
As a person.
Oh, interesting.
Right? Just like anything, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, it's going to go to, you know, it might go to coworkers, it might go to, you know, past girlfriends or whoever, like just kind of different people in your life, maybe people in your church community or whoever.
Right.
And so it's, and he got some, you know, he got some positive, because it should be both, right? Some positive and some negative. And he got some negative feedback from people. And, you know, at his initial response in some of those instances was one of defense, right?
Like, oh, no. Yeah. It's so natural to do that. Yeah.
Even though he was asking for it.
Yeah.
Right? But then when he took a step back and, you know, you kind of look deep within yourself and you think like, oh, yeah, maybe I'm not as patient as I should be. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, yeah, that experience that you're referencing, like I should have been more empathetic or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? And so no one is perfect. And right. there's areas of our life that need to be improved. And whether that's your home life or your professional life, like we should always be striving for perfection.
Yeah.
And so.
And you said an interesting thing where you said, you know, maybe that therapist was having a bad day. One thing that's really hard for massage therapists is we don't get sick days. We don't get mental health days. You know, that therapist, yeah, she probably just wanted to go home, but she financially, it's like, well, here's this money, right? I'm going to be giving that up if I don't take this client. We're not a salaried employee. Well, some of us are, but most of us are contractors where you get paid per massage.
Right.
And so you have to take the work as it comes. And yeah, maybe you're having a bad day, but you can't just skip out on work that day. At least I can't. And so that's what's really, I think it's really, really hard. And so if you're not in the right frame of mind, you know, you've had a bad day, you often still have to work through that. And so I don't know what the proper thing is. Is it to figure out ways how to work through, you know, your personal issues or to leave your issues at the door? I know a lot of people do grounding techniques and stuff where they're able to like really focus on that client and not worry about their own problems. Or does it mean that you build up a savings account so that when you need a mental health day, you can take one and it's not going to financially deplete you?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think that could be another podcast episode. Like,
yeah, it'd be good to talk about that.
Yeah.
Right. What are some things that you do to keep you from bringing your personal life to work?
Yeah. And to not reach a burnout point where you feel like you're just serving and you're not taking care of yourself.
Right.
Because you should be able to, every client that walks in your door, you should be able to give them top-notch service.
Right.
But we can't always be on our A game.
Yeah.
And so how do we take care of ourselves? How do we put boundaries and limits?
Yeah.
It's tricky.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other experiences you wanted to reference?
No, I didn't have any others. Did you have anything you wanted to share?
I talked about the feet experience. The only other experience I wanted to reference was a massage that I had recently. And the massage was, it was great. Like, it was a good massage. I liked it. Really minor thing. So one of the things that I like about your massage is that your hands never leave me.
Right.
Right? Like, you always have a hand on me at all times. And you're really good at like somehow magically getting lotion to just like appear in your hand somehow.
I've had a few people say that. They're like, how are you getting lotion?
Like, where did that lotion come from? Like, I swear your hand never left me. Like, it's really, I mean, you're the daughter of a magician, so I don't know if you have like some sort of magic tricks that you've incorporated into your massage.
Lotion up my sleeve.
Some sort of witchcraft. But so this therapist, again, the massage was great, but there were a couple times where she took her hands off me, and then I knew she was still in the room, but she was doing something else, and I had no idea what she was doing.
Right.
And I didn't feel unsafe or vulnerable. But it kind of makes you wonder, like, well, what are you doing?
It just ruins the flow of the treatment.
Yeah.
It feels disjointed. I've had a lot that feel disjointed. Yeah.
Right. And so, and again, that's something you'd have to, I think a lot of therapists would have to like practice, right? Mm-hmm. To get good at that. And whether you're like, okay, you're just walking around the table. Well, again, just like, keep your hand on me while you walk to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty minor thing.
Right. It may be something that some other people wouldn't even notice. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's why I brought it up, because it's one of those things that I think a lot of therapists would be like, oh yeah, I do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even thought that would be like a thing that someone would care about.
Right.
And I actually don't think that, I myself would have cared about it until I noticed, like, until you go to a therapist that like never, like, that does it the other way.
If that was your first experience, you'd be like, yeah, this is just normal. Yeah.
Yeah. This is just how it is.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The other thing that, not that I'm, now thinking of all these terrible things massage therapists do. I think the other thing that is hard for me during massage is if the therapist is talking the whole time and talking about themselves the whole time.
Right.
Some days I'm more open to conversations and some days I'm not.
Right.
But even the days that I'm open to conversation, it should be a back and forth conversation, right? And sometimes it's the me monster and the therapist is just talking about all like their personal life and all these things. And it just feels strange. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. People would benefit from a little Dale Carnegie
right.
training.
Yeah. 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 There's a really good Dale Carnegie book called How to
Win Friends and Influence People. People. It's yeah. a bestseller. It was written many years ago.
Yeah. It's pretty old. Like some of the examples in it are quite dated.
Right. But it's a
classic.
Book.
Yeah.
And I often think about what happens when you have two Dale Carnegie people in the same
yeah,
room.
I feel like I've had experiences yeah, before.
Because the focus is like, you want to turn the focus on other people, mm-hmm. right? To show genuine interest in other people and to get them to talk about themselves. Because mm-hmm. people like talking about themselves. Right. Right. But it's, you know, if it's not initiated by someone else, then it's just this me monster. Like, I'm just going to talk about myself and mm-hmm. you can just take it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, and again, I'm very interested in other people. Like, mm-hmm. I like talking to people and, you know, learning about them. But yeah, there's a time and a place. And when there's no yeah. like, yeah. When there's no back and
forth.
When there's
no dialogue, yeah. And often, you know, my massage is my mental health break. We're talking about what things can we do to, you know, make sure you don't burn out. It's like, well, I need to go for massage myself, so I don't want to go and try to relax. And then I just hear all this drama from this massage therapist about their, you know, like ex or something, right?
It's yeah.
like, I don't feel relaxed.
Right, right. Yeah, the massage that I went to just the other day, the one that I talked about, she was taking her hands off. I told her at the beginning that I was dealing with some really stressful stuff mm-hmm. at work mm-hmm. and that it's been really hard for me. And I kind of like, I'm sure in her mind she was thinking like, oh, I want to know more. Like, this sounds like really juicy. And so she could have asked me like, oh, what's going on? Like, are you okay?
Right.
And she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm glad that she didn't. Right. Instead, she acknowledged the fact that like, you know, I'm sorry that you're dealing with a lot of hard things. Like, that must be really difficult for you. Like, just take this time to just relax and just like clear your head. And so she made the focus on me, but mm-hmm. also didn't bring it up. Cause it's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about
right.
it because it's like, it's really
it's
difficult.
Triggering. And then you get all heated about it.
Yeah. I get
it.
All
yeah.
worked up.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just don't want to go there.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
So she did that really well.
One positive feedback, yeah, for the girl I saw the other day too, was she did a really good job at the beginning doing a little bit of small talk, like asking me, you know, if I lived in the area, things like that. And then she was good about being quiet because I wasn't talking much. And so she just followed that cue and was right. pretty quiet. And so, yeah, props to her for that one.
Yeah. The other challenge too, when you have a therapist that talks a lot, some of them talk with their hands.
Yes.
And then they're not massaging
anymore.
I
have been guilty of doing that.
Yeah, and I don't even think that they're aware of the fact that they're not massaging anymore.
Okay, I've never taken both hands off of a client. I have before taken one hand off to like, I talk with my hands a lot. So I have noticed myself take a hand off to say something.
Right.
But I never take both hands. Have you had someone take off both hands?
I think so.
Oh no.
I think so. Maybe not both hands. Maybe that like they keep one hand on.
But it's not moving.
It's not moving.
Yeah.
The one hand is just there. And yeah. then I know that they're talking with the other hand.
Yeah.
And it's like, can you just, I don't want to talk about this politically charged thing that's getting you worked up.
And you're not even massaging.
And I'm not even interested in it. And what's happening? You're not even massaging anymore. And it's like, why am I here? It's like,
oh, no.
Yeah. So anyway, so again, just something to be mindful
of. Don't talk with your hands.
Yeah. Or I don't know.
We need to make a list.
People are going to hate us.
I hope not. I hope it's helpful.
No, I think, yeah.
We need to have some critical criticism. That's right. Constructive criticism. That's what
I'm like, just acknowledge the fact that, I mean, people are so sensitive nowadays,
yeah.
right? I don't know if it's, you know, no, I'm not going to use the term, right? Like, people are just really sensitive about everything, right?
Yeah.
So triggered by everything. You can't talk about anything nowadays, right? Because
right.
you might offend someone. And it's like, I think we would all do well to just like take a deep breath, calm down, acknowledge the fact that, hey, none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to acknowledge that we suck at some things, right? Hey, I'm a CPA. I've been a CPA for many years. I suck at a lot of things, right? Sometimes I'm asked to do things. I have no idea what they're even talking to me about. And I have to Google it. And then, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so just acknowledge the fact that, we all have room to grow. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to pinpoint some things that we've noticed that might be of benefit to some therapists out there.
Right.
If you want to get offended, for goodness sake, go take a bath and just like light a candle and do some deep breathing. Okay. Send me a strongly worded email. Yeah. And I will ignore it. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, this is good.
Yeah. If you like this podcast, I would love it if you could rate us. Give us a 5-star rating. If you hate us, still give us a 5-star rating and just let us know in the comments why you hate us. Yeah, if you are in need of any courses, I think I have an outro already where I talk about this, but if I don't know if I've recorded that. We'll just bumble through it. So yeah, for those of you who are new, we're the Online Wellness Institute. We have online courses for massage therapists. They've been approved for continuing education credits by associations across Canada. If you use the promo code podcast, you'll get 10% off at checkout. So check that out. And yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out if you have any questions or if you want to be on the podcast. We'd love to have you. Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. We've included the links to these in the show notes. Also, be sure to check out our website, onlinewellness.ca, if you need any continuing education credits. All of our courses have been approved by massage associations across Canada. Anyways, we'll catch you next time.